Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Fertz, entitled Press On.
Psalm 66, which is a psalm of rejoicing and showing our trust and hope in God. All the earth shall worship you, Lord. Be joyful in God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Sing the glory of his praise.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great strength, your enemies shall bow before you.
All the earth shall worship you. Sing to you. Sing praise to your name.
Come now and behold the works of God. How wonderful he is in his dealing with humankind.
He turned the sea into dry land, the river they passed through on foot. There we rejoiced in him.
In his might, he rules forever. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let no rebel rise up against him.
Bless you. Bless our God, O you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard.
Who holds your souls in life and suffers not your feet to slip.
For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried.
You brought us into the snare. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs.
You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into the place of liberty.
I will come into your house with burnt offerings, and I will pay you my vows, which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble.
I will offer you fat burnt sacrifices with the smoke of rams. I will sacrifice oxen and goats.
Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul.
I called out to him with my mouth, and his praise was on my tongue.
If I had nursed evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me.
But in truth, God has heard me. He has heeded the voice of my prayer.
Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, nor withheld his loving mercy from me.
All the earth shall worship you, O Lord. How generous is your goodness, O God. How great is your salvation. How faithful is your love. Help us to trust you in trial and praise you in deliverance. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So our first reading is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3.
Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, rise up and go out into the valley, and there I will speak with you. So I rose up and went out into the valley. And the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory that I had seen at the river Chebar. And I fell on my face. The Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And he spoke with me and said to me, go, shut yourself inside your house. As for you, mortal, cords shall be placed on you, and you shall be bound with them, so that you cannot go out among the people. And I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, so that you shall be speechless and unable to reprove them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God, let those who will hear, hear, and let those who refuse to hear, refuse, for they are a rebellious house.
And our New Testament reading is taken from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 3.
Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is not troublesome to me, and for you it is a safeguard. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evildoers, beware of those who mutilate the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, even though I too have reason for confidence in the flesh. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered loss. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you so very much, Lynn and Marilyn, and especially Marilyn, as you said, this has been the verse that you received at your baptism, about pressing on, about the race, and a great encouragement that we hear from the lips of Paul himself, which we all feel was an amazing Christian, maybe the greatest of all, faithful. And of course, much of the New Testament is due to him, his writing. But here he still says that even him hasn't reached that goal at this time of his life, and he's pressing on. What a great encouragement for all of us who are continuing to press on, learning to follow God in faith. So I want to start with that wonderful psalm of worship and the beautiful, I think, prayer at the end, which speaks of God's generosity, God's great salvation, God's faithful love. But those three are realities, doesn't take away the reality of trials and prayer to keep us trusting in times of trials. I've just read the news this morning, and there is much trial in China at the moment, mostly for our Christian brothers and sisters, not just because of the oppression that exists on the church in China, but the reality of COVID that is spreading very greatly, and the reality of many people dying. God is generous and good. His salvation is great. And his faithfulness and faithful love is always there. So we can trust him in times of trial. And when we find a deliverance, to share the goodness and the stories of God's deliverance. In our Old Testament, I like the movement of God calling, Ezekiel responding, going to that place where the glory of God is revealed. And he felt on his face. And it's the Spirit entering him that raised him on his feet. It reminds me, as we celebrate Paul, that's what happened on the road to Damascus. when he was on a mission to take Christians into prisons. There the glory of God was revealed, and he felt literally from his horse. But then Jesus spoke to him and revealed himself. And I like to compare here the glory of the Lord for Ezekiel, to compare it to glory of the Lord, which is Jesus. For us, Jesus is the glory of the Lord. And Jesus promised to send his Spirit to guide us, to strengthen us. Maybe you have an experience when we met God in a specific way, to have a sense of bowing down, falling to your feet. But the Spirit of life and truth is there to lift us up, to make us strong. And so he's risen to his feet with a message, a strange message. He says, now you'll go to your place and you have to shut yourself inside the house, and I will make you unable to even speak. In a sense, I wish I could have that a little bit more. I like to be at home. I like the comfort of the home and the safety of the home. But then the message will come. And when it does come, he has to speak. It says, thus says the Lord, God. And for me, it's also greatly encouragement to hear the rest. Let those who will hear, hear. And let those who refuse to hear, refuse. As we share our testimony, we're learning as a church to speak Jesus, to talk Jesus to our friends. As we share the stories and our testimonies, we can be confident that God will do his will. It's not for us to convince, to make those who maybe don't want to hear here. That's God's purpose. God will use our acts of faithfulness for his glory. And so moving to our New Testament reading and to Paul and the transformation that Christ did in the life of Paul. Paul was a Jew, a strong Jew, he says, a Pharisee, a very knowledgeable man, righteous under the law, blameless. Yet he realized that Christ was truly the Lord, the Messiah, the King. And he fell on his face when that was revealed. And he realized that his call was to proclaim Jesus to others. And it must have cost him a lot here. It says it cost him everything. It cost him his position as a Pharisee in the Sanhedrin. He mostly had quite a lot of privileges. Must have had a lot of friends that disagreed strongly with his now new view on Jesus. He must have lost a lot. But he says, actually, on finding Jesus, I gain everything. For Jesus, for him, was the supreme price. To be found righteous before God, not on his own righteousness and goodness, but on the merits, on what Jesus did for him. And that transformed him. And he had a time of confinement, we think about 14 years, where he wasn't really known to the churches. And then God sent him to be a great church planter. Through his life, he wanted to experience the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Spirit speaking through him, but also the sharing of his suffering. Being Christian brings its own challenges, as we learn to live differently from the people around us. And that might bring not just questions, but sometimes opposition. And then we finish with the great encouragement that we are all on a journey. None of us have reached a goal, but we can all continue to press on, because Jesus Christ has made us his own. We are his daughter and his sons. Beloved, he loves it. And so we can, with confidence in the power of the Holy Spirit, learn to forget the things that lies behind and turn and fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the starter and the perfecter of our faith. So this morning, let's pray with confidence, with gratitude for God's goodness, for his great salvation and his faithful love. Let's keep on trusting for the times of trials and keep on praying for those who find themselves in difficult places, whether in body, mind or spirit. And let us wait for God's deliverance in faith and patience. And let us continue to pray for the church, its life and its unity, and for the mission of the church to proclaim Christ as Lord and King. Let's pray. Jesus, you revealed yourself to Paul, whom we celebrate today. We thank you for his faithfulness, and that through his faith in you, through his faithfulness in proclaiming you around the known world at the time, many faith congregations were born. And we thank you that those faith congregations then grew and multiplied. And today we thank you for all our brothers and sisters, for the great and the small, who have carried on the message of the gospel. And today we are those called to be witness of your great love, to declare the truth of your great rescue. Help us to speak with boldness, respect, and faithfulness. And teach us to trust for you to work out those results. Lord, unite your church today into working out the truth of the gospel in each and every situation. Jesus, we know you are alive. And as we pray on behalf of you, act, transform, heal, and guide. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.